Hey, what's up, grandkids? Oh my God, it's been a while, but we are back with a Stunt Granny Audio. And I'm Eric, and with me is the gentleman who, if you've been to the website in the last 24 hours, you know that this man went to Monday Night Raw on, what was it, Monday night? Kevin DeFrango. What's going on, Kev?
Yeah, you know, that actually does remind me of a dumb story that... There are a couple of guys that that I hang out with now that used to live with my brother. And I said to him, oh, way back when I bought the tickets, I'm like, yeah, I got tickets to Raw. Uh-huh. And they are quite familiar with the workings of wrestling. And the one guy, Andy, turns to me and goes, well, what night is that on? And I'm like, Monday, motherfucker.
<That's>
like,
awesome.
Fucking dumbass.
That's great. Yeah, it hasn't changed very much in the last 16 years.
Yeah, I'm sure that they'll bring that stat up, whatever the longest running show on Monday night or some dumb baloney.
Yeah, completely ignoring things like
that.
Thursday, Raw Thursday, and other assorted off night. Well, whatever.
Yeah, when they got booted for the Westminster Dog Show for how many different years?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you went to Monday Night Raw. It was in Columbus at the Nationwide Arena, Columbus, Ohio, for those of you who don't know everything about us, know where we live and what we do. Talk to me about the arena. How was the arena for wrestling? How was the crowd? How was the reaction of the crowd, et cetera, things like that?
Yeah, you know, I can't say that it's much different than I did post this earlier. Like, they always have a good crowd. It's never overly cheery. You know, it's not like, you know, I wouldn't put up there with, like, I always think of Dallas and Chicago, and those are my two big ones that I always seem to remember crowd-wise. But they're usually pretty good. It's certainly fucking better than any time I went up to Cleveland.
Okay, so they're easy to
please. And there was a pretty large crowd there. They didn't have a whole lot of area tarped off.
That's good.
In the arena, you know, I mean, aside from the logical areas, like near the hard camera and, you know, behind the Titantron or whatever they're calling that big ass. Oh, man, that thing comes out so much better on TV.
Oh, really?
Does it
not look good in person?
It looks like, someone's had to have been to a club where they just have those lighted squares for the dance floor. And that's honestly what beside the Titantron and kind of what the set is built on, there the main entrance ramp there is built on.
Okay.
And it just looks kind of chintzy. I kind of have pictures. I don't know how they'll turn out. I might post those at some point.
Cool.
But converter disc.
Does it look better or worse than the video for Billie Jean where Michael Jackson walks across squares on the floor and they light up?
Equivalent, really. I mean, that's actually a better analogy than I was just making up there. I didn't even fucking think about that video. Yeah, that's kind of what those things look like, but they're just, you know, well, the ones that are holding up the main part of the entrance ramp there are much larger, but the ones that are fairly small there.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, not really all that impressed with the new set at all in any way. And, I was pretty close to it. But I was further away from the ring than I was expecting, because I was almost there at the main part of the, because of where I was seated in the section there, I was closer to that main part of the ramp than I was, like the ring entrance.
Section 103, row B. Oh, good, you even linked to the seating chart. God, you're brilliant. 103. Save me the trouble of looking it up. Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. So I was on the far right-hand side of that, because, I was seat number 3, so, I mean, I was really, like, on the far side of that 103.
Yeah,
when you're looking at it there.
Gotcha. Okay.
In
Columbus, for those of us who aren't 100% familiar with Columbus, this is the home of Ohio State, correct?
God, yeah, you can't get away from that. Although that was a mildly shocking thing there. I was kind of surprised at the lack of Scarlet and Gray generally in the audience. I mean, that's one thing that, I mean, you know, for those of us living in Ohio that really watch college football but give a much larger shit about the NFL, oh, man, it's just grating how much they talk about Ohio State. Fucking annoying. They had, for their spring practice, they had 95 fucking thousand people show up at the stadium. It's 10,000 short of capacity.
That's preposterous.
Yeah, it's just like, seriously? That. Yeah, it's like, you know, going to fucking A. You know, as much as I love the Steelers, I wouldn't go out of my way to go to fucking Latrobe just to see, their training camp or anything like that.
Yeah.
If I was near the area, but these jackasses drive from, like, all over the goddamn place to come see that thing.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it was a little surprising to see that. And of course, we did have the somebody mentioned it in the comments section there about fucking hot pink guy was in the crowd with neon green yellow woman wife.
Yep. God, those two, they just I wish, oh my God, them and what's that guy's name, Vladimir? I always call him Vladimir, and I don't think that's his name. The guy that wears the tank top. In the crowd, and of course, Hat Guy and all those other people. I just wish I had those type of connections. I haven't had good seats since 1995, and I had a mullet back then, so it wasn't even worth me being on TV. But of course, then fucking the Neon Prince and Princess.
You know what? I was kind of kicking myself about not making that sign, but I don't think we were ever shown on camera. Like, if I would have been on the other side of the section, I think it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah.
But from what I could tell, and I couldn't tape it since I was taping the fucking Penguins lose that goddamn overtime game. And I had to tape, I'm going to miss that shitty-ass program, CSI Miami. I mean, that's short of a religion for me. I mean, it's so awful, but me and my coworkers just go in and just lay into it every fucking Tuesday morning.
Well, I guess we have David Caruso to talk about.
Oh, man, it's so bad, it's funny. I mean, it's just, it really is. Like, it's just awful.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there's, like, bad, and then there's just, like, awful where it's so awful it's entertaining. Like, 24 is there now, too. It's just so awful it's entertaining at this point. But anywho, the woman sitting beside me, wow.
Yes, I did read that too.
She was the hottest person there that wasn't a diva, I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Because even James Laurinaitis' girlfriend there was not as good looking as the woman sitting beside me.
And that's saying
she was not
a big star.
Yeah, he was not, or she was not all that ugly either, you know. Trying to knock her looks. Just,
God forbid the Road Warrior come and,
yeah, he got a special,
you're talking about my daughter-in-law, brother.
Fuck, I'd be happy if they did. But yeah, he got a special, the security walked him out.
Can't say I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, like right when the dark match started, security walked him out. Which I don't know. I guess I hadn't really paid attention to it before. Maybe I was just, you know, up in the upper stands that I just didn't really give a shit about what the VIPs were doing. Because I was on, you know, the floor area there, or close to the floor area, kind of made things a little bit easier to see.
Sure.
It's kind of funny watching those guys bust ass to get all that shit in the ring for the VIP lounge.
Oh, my God, yeah. And then, trying to hustle to get that stuff in and out during commercial.
Yeah.
Since I brought up the Ohio State thing, I'm assuming it's finals week there. Like it is across
the country. These jackasses are they're on the quarter system here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, No, they don't get out until, like, mid-June or something gay like that.
Okay, so they're not really letting loose necessarily. They don't have to yet.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they've still got a while left. Plus, okay, those tool bags call everything a goddamn midterm. I want to shoot them. My brother had a test 2 weeks into class, and he was calling it a midterm. I'm like, how long are your sessions? He's like, 9 weeks. And I was like, well, then how is it a midterm? You're only fucking 2 weeks into it. That is not the middle of the term. Like, it's fucking
as
in the definition.
As long as this isn't a math class, then,
anyway. But he'd have, like, two or three midterms. Like, what the fuck? How does this work? You can't have more than one midterm.
Kids are dumb. College kids are dumb.
You're in school. This is the school setting these things up. Because he's not the only... My brother's not the only one that has referred to it this way. It's like, what in the hell?
That's awesome.
Anywho,
let's see. I just counted, unofficially, according to Jason Powell's website, ProWrestling.net, there was 23 minutes of professional wrestling action inside the ring at this two-hour show. That's not unheard of for Monday Night Raw, but how was that received by the live crowd? Did you hear any rumblings around you like, good God, when are they going to get on with it? Or I wish there was more wrestling, or I wish there was less wrestling, or I wish Vicky Guerrero would come out and talk more?
No, not too many complaints in that department. And I had, you know, I had a number of kids around me, but then also a number of, you know, adults, none is quite as lonely as me, just fucking sitting there by my lonesome in between fucking two different couples.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't hear anyone wanting more wrestling or anything like that. They were certainly up for more Cena, that was for sure.
Okay, well, and they got him in the dark match, which we'll talk about
here.
Yep. Let's see. Let's just run down the show quickly then. Of course, it starts off with Legacy babbling, Batista, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, one thing that I noticed about that, and it was one of those, and I thought about putting this up there. I was kind of surprised, like, even when I went to look back at the Titantron a couple of times, because some people, jackasses, were putting up signs, like, when people weren't even in the ring. Like, they're putting up their Batista sign when, like, Kofi Kingston's in the ring. It's like, really, he's not fucking there. Put the goddamn sign down. So I just kind of turn around to look at it.
Are you getting them confused? Are you too focused on your midterm?
Oh, no, this is some poor schlub of a trailer park child.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck?
Well,
oh, but anyway, getting to my point. Legacy. Of course, that was the other funny thing is last week I heard them like specifically saying The Legacy on Raw.
Uh-huh.
And then this week they kind of cut out The, and I'm just and that's why I kind of fucking make fun of that. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Make up your mind.
Fucking,
well, I wonder if
maybe
Z Brian Kendrick got involved, went to the production meeting and was like, hey, guys, right, the snake, don't use the word Z anymore.
That was actually, okay, anywho, getting back to the point that I was trying to make.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes is deceptively large, really.
Really?
You know, I mean, he's still definitely the runt of the litter there for, you know, the WWE. I mean, don't get me wrong in that department. But I was kind of surprised, like, wow, he's a pretty big guy. Like, and I mean, I don't think he's probably pushing but 200 at the most. But, I mean, I'd guess he's still probably between 185 and 195, something like that. But I was kind of surprised.
Is it a jacked up 190 or something? Is he taller than you think? What's
No, his arms were bigger and his, you know, like you look at him in the ring and he just looks the goddamn small to everybody else, but he was standing on my side of the stage and DiBiase was on, you know, was on Orton's right. So I mean, I kind of got a clearer view of him. I was like, goddamn. And, I mean, his arms aren't, like, you know, huge or anything like that, but I was still more than a bit surprised. It's like, holy shit. You know, just like I said, you look at him in the ring with everybody else, and you're like, wow, he's a pipsqueak. And
then
you see him live, like, huh.
Facially, he looks like he's 12, and he's still got those puny legs, and he wears his knee pads all the way down around his boots, over where his fucking Zelda little triangles are on his boots, so maybe it's all just psychological.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, like when he's there, I mean, even DiBiase kind of makes him look small.
Yeah.
And I don't even think DiBiase is, you know, one of the larger guys in the on the roster either. And plus, when you're having to fight fucking people like Batista and John, I think they announced John Cena at 240. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Are you thinking bigger?
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking I mean, unless he keeps those bags that or his jeans that baggy or shorts or whatever the fuck you want to call those clam diggers that he wears.
Oh,
I mean, unless he has legs that are more spindly than fucking Cody Rhodes,
uh-huh.
I can't imagine that he's only two. And maybe I heard the announcement wrong, or maybe Lillian's a, well, not maybe, Lillian is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, she is an idiot, but I think they do announce him at 240. I don't think that was a screw-up. Yeah, he is like a tank, though, up top. He's pretty jacked up.
Yeah, I was like, God damn, and that was another one where I think it was after the dark match there, because I was kind of surprised. After his Miz match, I'm like, seriously, he's not going to do a send-off? Like, everyone that came out was, you know, kind of playing to the crowd when the camera was off and everything.
Yeah.
No matter who it was, like, Carlito was hamming it up and, you know, trying to get things going and whatnot. But I was like, what the fuck? Cena isn't going to do anything? Well, he didn't do anything after he got beat by The Miz or whatever the fuck you want to call that exhibition match.
Uh-huh, right.
But, yeah, afterwards, he came over pretty close to our area and was tossing his shirt or one of his wristbands or something out in the crowd. I was like, God damn, you've got to be... That's when I said to myself, I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. 240? You've really got to be kidding me. Either that or, like I said, maybe his legs are just fucking tiny and it's just all upper body.
Yeah, it could be, you know how bodybuilders are. They never focus on their legs. Or like Milhouse said in that flash-forward episode of The Simpsons when he was a teenager, the calves are the hardest place to add mass. So, yeah, you could be correct. since we're talking about all these guys, let me ask you this. And I'll admit, I freely admit, I did not see Monday Night Raw. I was on the road after band practice. I didn't get to watch it, so I can't counterpoint your live encounter. God, I'm such an idiot. I can't think of words. I have a final tomorrow. Not even a midterm. I have a final tomorrow. I need to come up with some words quick. Your live experience. That's it. I can't counterpoint your live experience with my TV watching experience. So bear with me. But Batista came out, what, three times in one night? Or did he, let's see. They had the little Randy Orton Batista to-do at the end of the show. Did Batista just stay in the ring for the dark match then?
Yeah.
Okay,
him
so it's
and...
not like he was introduced three times.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no,
I just didn't know. Actually, no, he was. No.
The Big Show was the only one who got three, he got three entrances.
Okay, so what was the crowd reaction like for that? So that basically my overall question is, how does the crowd react, or how did that crowd react when somebody has been introduced multiple times?
Well, Batista, you were starting to notice the second time. Well, just because he was on so much, I think, too, like, his pop was starting to slow down. It was pretty big when he first came out because everyone wanted to see him, you know, whoop Orton, but it kind of died down. Because, I don't know, I had a hard time gauging, but I think that Cena probably got the biggest pop.
Okay.
And then it was probably MVP.
Okay.
Everybody
That's cool.
fucking around the area that I was at, they were all balling.
Hell, well,
bunch of white people that probably couldn't fucking play basketball to save their lives. But
shit. Well, he is fresh and new, so kind of it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and then I'd say Batista after that, especially his first time out.
Okay.
And goddamn, when you're sitting that close to the ramp too, those fireworks just don't get any quieter.
Yeah.
I mean, I've slowly been getting closer to the stage, it seems, on my live experiences, and that is about as close as I've been. And those whistlers at the beginning of the opener of Raw, oh my Lord.
Yeah,
those were probably the worst.
Yeah.
it kind of sounds cool on TV, but when you're losing your right eardrum, it's not so cool.
God. Let's see. What else? What else happened that we can talk about? More Legacy. God, Legacy was just all over the show.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty redundant show. Like, I mean, everyone just kind of sat there. Like, I mean, you didn't have to be the crowd just, you didn't have anything to be active about half the time.
Right.
And plus, like, just it was kind of like the my seats were kind of like what we experienced in Detroit there. We were just low enough that sometimes you'd lose everything that happened. If you didn't see the guy coming out from the back, and it was kind of hard to see because you have that wavy kind of billboard there, so it's kind of hard to see anybody coming out. Like, there's no real area to look at. You've got to kind of look at the main entrance, but as soon as they start walking down that ramp, you'd start to lose them because of the crowd on the floor. So there's a lot of stuff that was kind of hard to make out. Like, Kofi Kingston, I didn't even realize he had come out at first to attack Matt Hardy until, like, the crowd reacted just because he had snuck out. I'm paying attention to it. What the fuck was going on in the ring? And it's just like, oh, what the hell?
No, it's because that green color that he dresses in blends in so well with that woman's outfit that
Oh.
it's hard to tell. If it wasn't for the guy having his head shaved bald and Kofi having dreads, you wouldn't know that Kofi was even there. Looks like the Las Vegas Strip out there, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and we're nowhere near that or near that quality.
No. Oh, let's see. I'm doing a lot of let's see. I'm just kind of scrolling through
Yeah,
Powell.
no, yeah, because the beginning happened there, and what's Orton got a good mixed reaction. I was even kind of surprised that a couple of the little kids around my section were cheering them on.
Cheering him. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was mildly surprised by that.
You must feel
So
bad for him
that.
since he's been getting his ass kicked by Shane McMahon for the last month.
The majority of the kids were obviously for Batista, and oh my God,
Oh, yeah.
there was so much Jeff Hardy easily had the most paraphernalia there,
Oh,
by
God, I bet.
far.
Yeah.
Just I just honestly can't believe, like, I can understand wanting a break or something, but if that guy does not sign a contract again, he's a fucking idiot. That guy has just got to be selling shit left and right because
Oh,
there are
for
all
sure.
those damned armbands and T-shirts, and I mean,
Yeah.
he's not even fucking on the sh on that show, and
And
like
he's
even
selling a
every,
shit ton of merch.
yeah, and he might have been number four in the pops department, and that was just for like the Jeff Hardy video or something like that. I'm just like, holy shit! Like, everybody just went bananas. They heard that music hit, and it was just in between commercial breaks or something that they played it.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody kind of went ape. I was like, wow, seriously? Like, he's not even here.
Nice. Let's see. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so little to talk about on this show. It was such a,
It really
even look,
was.
it
It
looked
was
like a
just.
crappy show. I mean, Brian Kendrick beats Carlito in less than 2 minutes, but it's like, I don't know, I can't really ask you anything about that live
Well,
crowd-wise, because it's like, whatever.
as soon as I saw him coming out, I'm just like, oh, are they going to finally have him do something and get him a tag team partner? That's what I thought to myself in my head. And I was like, yep. If, he wins the match and he says that he's waiting for the partner. Like,
Right, and
yep, okay.
I don't think I actually said this on a Stunt Granny thing, but I know I said this on Messenger to someone. I thought about The Miz, but I thought about that before The Miz started doing his angle, I think. And now I'm with Powell.
Oh.
I am hoping to God that they don't waste The Miz in a tag team with Brian Kendrick, just to, do the thing. That would be
Oh.
dirty.
Yeah. That was a shocking surprise out of me. And maybe it's just because I know there's certainly enough Pittsburgh people in this town. Just the number of people telling him to go the fuck back to Cleveland was kind of funny.
That's great. That's so awesome.
But yeah, God, him and Well, the other thing that just from reading these reviews, and I wanted to take a look at Pals here, but reading what's his name and
That other guy.
what the fuck? Who works for the Torch there?
Keller? No, Caldwell. I don't know who.
No, Mitchell. Good
Oh,
Lord,
Bruce
why
Mitchell.
did that? Yeah, they both were screaming for the end of everyone. Let's see. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, at least Powell noticed it. Everybody else, Wade and Mitchell, both were bitching about Santina. And Powell says, "Well, it sounds like there are people who are enjoying the Santina act a lot more than I am." And yeah, like especially that the whole I'm a lesbian skit. Everybody was just roaring in
I
the.
figured that's the other thing I was going to ask you about was the reaction to Santino because he gets awesome reactions. Well, Santino and she does. So
Yeah.
they're roaring.
Oh yeah, no, by far the funniest part of the night, you know,
Cool.
and everybody just in the arena ate it up, and that's why I mentioned earlier before we started recording. It's just like, there's just so many people like, well, the live crowd really doesn't count. You can get the live crowd to pop for anything or whatever the reasoning comes behind it. People were just eating that up, man. They
That's
were
cool.
eating that up.
Well, one thing to Santino's credit, it's different than everything else. I mean, we've spent the last 6 or 7 years everybody being exactly the same and being boring. And now Santino, sorry, oh my God, I'm gonna make that mistake a few more times. He's different
Oh.
and it's cool. And along with the PG rating, which I feel sorry for poor Santino because he wanted to make mention of herpes a few weeks ago and he had to call it the blister, things like that. He gets to play a woman and make out with a woman on TV, so it's way different than anything we've seen in the last year. Thank God.
Yeah, that Rosa Mendez is all skinny leg and huge rack.
Good. Hey man, just how God intended. Or at least that's what would Tyler Durden do would say.
Yes.
Long, long dark hair, skinny with big tits.
Yeah, but the Miz really, I think the Miz really, he got some good booing reactions though, just outside people telling him to go the fuck back to Cleveland. Because I don't even, because everyone's been saying that Vicky's the heat magnet, and I don't think people reacted to her quite as poorly as they did to the Miz.
That's cool. Well, that's actually good timing again on WWE's part to have him actually introduced for a wrestling match in Columbus if he's from Cleveland. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's good on their part.
Yeah.
What else?
So.
The one lengthy match on the show was the MVP Kofi Matt Hardy William Regal match. And there's a Hardy sucks chant apparently at some point. But
Yeah,
I
there
guess
was
kind of back to my question about being 23 minutes of wrestling or whatever, this being the longest match of the night, how was the crowd how did the crowd react to a long wrestling match? By long, I mean 6 minutes.
Yeah, the chant, well, A, there were some tool bags to my right that were trying all night to get a USA chant going on.
Oh, God,
Anytime
okay.
they did like three or four tribute to the troops commercials. And like every time they did one of those, they were trying to get it going. I'm like, you're not on mic. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't understand. And of course, they tried to get it going when Regal came out there, and that really worked marginally better. But kind of catty corner from me. Does everybody know what the fuck catty corner is anyway?
Well, I do, dang it.
Diagonally across from me, there was a very very vocal crowd that started the Matt Hardy or the Matt Hardy sucks chant or Hardy sucks chant. And I think they had the Regal sucks chant going on too. And they were doing it. They really were. But that, wow, I mean, that was kind of the only reaction. I don't know. I mean, the people around me weren't all that vocal, really, to be honest with you. You know, it was all kind of, a lot of it was happening around me. Like, the immediate area around me was not all that loud. you know, like I said, it's people kind of my far right trying to get stuff going, and then the people on the other side, you know, everyone kind of was just kind of there.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't any different, really. Like, everyone was just, it just seemed like everybody was there. You know, the show was there, and I was just kind of there. You know, it's just kind of hard to go beyond that description, really.
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
I wasn't really, like, I thought The Miz was hysterical. Like, I was just laughing like an idiot when he was talking.
Yeah.
You know, I was even clapping some. It's like, oh, my God. Just because I love his delivery, and he's just been damn funny. And like I said, there's the big reaction for Santina in the back, and really even when she won.
Sure.
Or he won, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. It. Poor it. Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah, the match was really no different. You know, everything just kind of came and went, and... You know, everybody kind of screamed when they felt, you know, when their favorite people got introed, or just the people got introed, because almost everyone was standing up and, you know, taking pictures with their... And I don't know if that's causing a problem or not, but, you know, everybody... Well, not every... I shouldn't say everybody, but damn near everyone has a cell phone that has a camera with it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, everybody has, you know, their hands are... kind of taken up taking pictures of the show. I mean, everyone around me was, and maybe that's part of the reason why they were kind of quiet. So, I mean, we had some pretty solid seats, and yeah, I mean, I was doing the same thing. Shit, I started taking notes on my phone so that I could remember, like, what happened in the, you know, the matches before for Superstars and the, you know, the dark matches at the end, because that's, I did forget one note about the dark match, which is, I think to check on that or not here on Pal's site, since he does that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, God, that whole Orton thing, everyone was, well, yeah, since we've kind of marched through most of the show already anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I'll say it again. If there was anything more interesting to talk about on the actual show, then we would. But
the
show itself was just there. The people were there. They reacted in kind or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it was loud enough, but yeah, everyone's pretty happy to kind of see Randy Orton get his comeuppance there at the end. I think I did mention that in the blog this morning, too. The dark match was, Orton still selling the injury from the end of Raw was pretty slick, you know. I thought, oh, I put Irish in.
Oh yeah, you talked about what they call him? Shay Mack. Dude, that sounds like the name of a female character on a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Sounds like Alex Mack's little sister, Shay Mack. I mean, okay, it's Seamus O'Shaughnessy from Ohio Valley, Florida Championship Wrestling. And, you know, we've been hearing about how he's getting called up, or he's doing house shows, and he'll do dark matches and TV tapings and stuff like that. So it's good that they're bringing up somebody, and apparently he's working hard to be a welcome addition to the roster. But Shay Mack, are you serious?
Yeah, that's what they were going with. And I'm kind of guessing what the spelling is there. Yeah. And that's it. I mean, he didn't really work. God, that match might have been longer than the Regal match.
Really?
That
well,
tag
hey,
team match.
And he should take the possibility of, oh, fucking, my brain is dumb tonight. He should take the
opportunity. Good thing we're keeping this one short, huh?
yeah, real short. Take the opportunity to wrestle with Jamie Noble and run with it is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and I mean, he sold most of the match, so it's kind of hard to tell what, you know, he was up for, you know? It's just kind of hard to gauge, really. Like, I wasn't one way or the other with him.
Yeah.
You know, I just really didn't see enough of him to think, oh, he's going to be good or he's going to be bad, but kind of like I said there, and maybe Giant is maybe a little... a little too big for what he was. He's definitely a bigger guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they know. What poor Lillian probably fucking stumbled over her words again. I fucking laughed at her dumbass.
Introducing him to 3,000 pounds or something. Or
yeah.
Stone. No, that's the wrong part of Great Britain. Never mind.
Yeah, and you know what? The one thing I forgot to mention about the dark match is at some point there, the tag match, I don't know if it's Orton or the Big Show, but somebody busted open Batista pretty fucking solid.
Oh, yeah, I read about that too.
Yeah, so he, I mean, I don't think he was supposed to end it because people really were, like, even, I mentioned that too. The double team suplex on Big Show got a damn big pop,
got
and then
pop.
Everyone was more than happy to see Show get the attitude adjustment at the end.
Yeah, definitely. They got to see what they paid for. John Cena. Okay, assuming this is D.H. Smith.
And there was not a whole lot of middle ground. Like, he's not getting that. The majority of the time, at least from what I've heard on TV and definitely what I heard last night, he is not getting that whole lot of middle ground. Like, you know, the guys are booing, the girls are cheering, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't really hear any boos around me any of the times that he came out.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
you know, for whatever that's worth.
Depending on the talent, I think it's not necessarily cool to boo John Cena anymore.
Well, that, and I just think that really that crowd that wanted to boo him maybe has realized that it's time to move on.
Yep, exactly.
You know, unlike us knuckle fucking heads, we decided that, you know, we're going to stick around and try to fucking skim the bottom of the pool. Like a bunch of dumb shits and try and do something out of this goddamn drought in professional wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Well, I'll tell you what. We pretty much wrung this topic dry.
Yeah. And there really isn't. I don't really feel like going on about anything else right now, although I almost wish Jeremy and I could have gotten our instant messaging on TNA just, like, done verbally at some point, because that would have been half entertaining.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what, only because you brought this up off camera, you mentioned Mr. Fuji's son getting a tryout here pretty soon with WWE. The only reason I would bring this up is because I'm watching ECW, and D.H. Smith just came down to help Tyson, whatever he's going by, Tyson Kidd, or I don't know what
Kid.
It is. And, helped him beat up Finley after the match. So I've got a couple more second-generation wrestlers, or many, many generation wrestlers. We'll see if old Fuge the Stooges' son pans out. I don't know. I guess it's relevant because Legacy was all over the fucking show last night on Monday Night Raw, right? as I struggled for a segue here.
That was actually the one thing I kind of forgot about.
Uh-huh.
My buddy Tim that came up for WrestleMania, he goes, I flipped over to Raw real quick and saw Cody Rhodes walking backstage with the pipe, and he's like, what the fuck is this? and then I turned it off.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. I think that pretty much does it for us then, too. Anytime we have to talk about little tiny Cody Rhodes, who you say is bigger in person, walking around with a big pipe like he's going to do any fucking damage with that, then that might signal that it's time for us to call it quits.
Definitely.
All right. Well, everybody, hopefully we'll get some more stuff put up on Stunt Granny in the next few days. Wish me luck with finals. And, then I'll have a free motherfucking summer, post shit all the time. So, anyway, thanks, Kevin, for the update on Monday Night Raw live and in person from Columbus. I'm going to sign off, so you can too if you wish.
Okie doke, grandkids. It's, unfortunately, it's time to watch some ECW. So I'm going to sit back, crack a Guinness, and it's time to have my sippy time beer.